The ban on U.S. poultry imports by China and some other countries due to the discovery of high-path avian influenza in western states is definitely a concern, but the West Coast port situation is a bigger issue, according to USDA Undersecretary Michael Skuse.
Right now we have a situation with high-path avian influenza on the West Coast. Unfortunately, because of that, we have experienced some of the markets being closed to U.S. poultry. In California, that's an issue for two reasons. One, because the detection, one of the detections was in California, but two, most of our poultry products that are going to Asia and that part of the world go through the West Coast ports, and you can't ship product through the West Coast ports if California is shut down, and Oregon and the state of Washington. Which leads me to the other situation that we're currently facing. We have a slowdown in our West Coast ports because of labor that we are currently working on. There's some contract negotiations that are taking place now. Hopefully, they will be wrapped up in the very near future so that we can open up all of those West Coast ports and get the rest of our agricultural products that are sitting there and some waiting to be imported, loaded, and unloaded. So we do have a situation out there that I know that we are all monitoring very closely.
Skuse expects the poultry industry to experience only a temporary setback from the Chinese ban.
If you look at the demand worldwide for poultry and the growth for the exports, the poultry industry in the last year has seen some tremendous growth in their exports, again, double-digit growth in exports. And if you look at the prices for poultry today versus 2-3 years ago, the poultry market is very strong. So hopefully the ban will not be a long one.
The Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services spoke to farmers in southwest Missouri this week in one of his appearances to stress the importance of trade promotion authority for the president.
What happens on trade in 2015 is in fact going to shape the future of agriculture. So it is important that we bring home the TPP, we get trade promotion authority, and we break down some of the barriers that we're facing in some of these other countries.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.